Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Mailbag Tuesday, and we asked for your questions regarding anything in the world of football. We kept it real generic for you guys today. So we're going to answer them. We're going to see what you got for us today.
Anything can
and our
happen.
Lovely, ooh, they're really back there.
Ooh.
Man, making me work this morning. I like it. All right. First question. Here we go. This is from Morin05. What do you think is the better option for Pepe, Copa America or the Olympics, Chuck?
Olympics, 100%. Copa America, you got to think about where he is right now in the pecking order for the U.S. men's national team. He's probably 4. He dropped
did
down.
Did he lose that much ground after Nations
League? Balogun, Haji Wright. I'd say Josh Sargent is someone who has leapfrogged him. Given his production, his playing time. Look at Haji Wright, production, playing time. Pepe's the one who hasn't played all that much. Mm-hmm. He's behind the captain at PSV in Luke de Jong. And in the Nations League, Haji Wright jumped over him to play in that striker position. So I think for me, and given his agent talking to the press, and now we haven't seen Pepe in 2 consecutive PSV matches, not even on the team sheet, mm-hmm. not in the 18. So,
that's wild.
The Olympics is for players who are under 23 who have a lot to show, to be on the market, right? So
does Pepe give you more than Duncan Maguire, for example?
Yes, he does. Yeah. Without a doubt. What do you mean, does he give you?
Just asking. Because Duncan Maguire was playing for the national team U23s and playing well, and he's a starting striker there.
He's like an unpolished
diamond. Do you forget we're going to ball fight?
Stop.
Still a little rough, a little raw.
Who's better, Pepe or Maguire? Obviously Pepe, but for someone who's been in the process, this is what the Olympics, I feel, with a lot of the players, especially with such a talented pool of young guys that haven't even been part of the Olympic qualifying process, is that Duncan Maguire has been there for this entire process.
He's not even in his realm. He couldn't even tie Pepe's shoes.
Real quick, with Haji Wright, do you think Haji Wright has shown you that he's better than the player he has been in the past with the national team, just based on his form at Coventry? Do you think he's shown you that he's better than the player he used to be?
Haji Wright?
That last time we saw him at the national
team. Yes, Haji Wright has greatly, drastically improved from, if we're talking about the World Cup form where Haji Wright came into the team and people were like, and he was playing in Turkey to now playing at Coventry which he primarily plays on the left wing, mm-hmm. he's developed so much just in terms of his ability to be better in transition, his dribbling on the ball, his movement, his layoffs, his finishing. Everything is improved from Haji Wright. So
confidence.
And that goes to show what playing time can do for a player. So I think for Pepe, his added value is playing every match Olympics.
If he goes to the Olympics and does well, performs well, how far does his stock rise?
Well, he's in the shop window.
Yeah.
So whether Ernie Stewart and Peter Bosch go, this is the guy we want for the future, Luke De Jong, he's only 33. He could play another 3 years at PSV if he wanted to. Does Luke De Jong want to go to Saudi Arabia or go to MLS or something like that? Then Pepe's the next guy.
Yeah. Why would you want to, though?
Why would you want to?
Captain of the team, scoring goals.
Pretty simple. Money.
Oh.
That's why you would leave. He's not leaving. He's not leaving to go to a bigger club at 33.
Oh, money.
He's at PSV. He's Dutch. So for Pepe, if the options are stay as a backup or a move away from PSV,
and get consistent minutes,
then you go to the Olympics and show the world that, hey, I'm one of the most talented youth prospects, still considered youth, in the world, and now I'm ready to make a move.
Who's better, Duncan Maguire or De Jong?
Great question. Thanks for that one. Let's move it along. Ooh, this is for our on the side of the desk over there.
Oh, boy.
Should Arsenal stick with Arteta, given the streak of league bottling? And in parentheses, if it happens.
I'm doing it. I'm doing the Charlie.
Alexis?
It's ridiculous. Of course, you stick with Arteta. I mean, if you ask me, I'm a fan of Arteta. I think he's the right manager for Arsenal. The man has presented a plan, if you will, mm-hmm. a process. And just because you speed up that process at moments of the season, and it looks like that process is coming to fruition, that plan is coming to fruition earlier than expected, that shouldn't be held against them.
When you say earlier than expected, what was your timeline? How did you see this
The rumor
unfolding?
Was, or the conversation around when Willian first got to the team, that Arteta promised him within 3 years we will be in Champions League. And obviously that plan got sped up a little bit. And the team just looked so much better last year. The young players were balling. But you have to be perfect in order to beat Manchester City.
Yeah.
And the season Liverpool are having, the season Arsenal are having, would have won the Premier League 10 years ago.
I know,
but
it's
now
wild.
You have to absolutely
ruin everything.
You could lose once or twice at home and still win the league. And now that's not possible anymore because of the way Manchester City is playing and the squad they have. So to get rid of someone who has completely changed the club over from the front office mm-hmm. to the staff, to the players on the pitch, caring about the badge. The atmosphere at the stadium is completely different. It went from the library to what it is now, which is full of energy and excitement, and everything is positive. Is he the guy to carry you over the line if you're Arsenal? Maybe or maybe not, but I don't think right now is the time to make that
decision. Do you think that if Arsenal were not in Champions League right now, do you think that they would be in a better position, or they could be on top of the table?
No. Like any club, you got to be able to compete mm-hmm. on all fronts. If you want to be,
but they haven't been in it for so long. It's my
right.
question. It's not.
But they were in Europa League last season, and they crashed out to Sporting.
Yeah.
Right. So you're talking about progress. Mm-hmm. Arteta has made progress every season, and we're talking about Champions League now. If they get to a semifinal, they can beat Bayern tomorrow mm-hmm. and get to a Champions League semifinal. If they don't win the league, it's still a huge step forward.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's ridiculous. Have given up the least amount of goals, have scored the most amount of goals in the league, and you want to fire the guy? Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
I don't even know why that's a question.
Huh?
I don't even know why that's a question.
It's ridiculous.
Take it up with Davey. Davey F.
Davey, come on, Davey. Relax.
Or no, that wasn't Davey. That was Squan? Squan?
Squan.
Squan.
Calmate,
what are you talking about, Squan?
Squan T.
Squan. This
calmate.
One's from Davey.
Calmate.
Is Ronaldo better than Messi right now?
Oh, yeah. Give that to Nico.
Yeah.
Ready? Cue social.
And the comments are starting to be written.
And set.
Action.
No, Ronaldo's not better than Messi at the moment. And I also attribute to the energy that he's surrounding himself with. We saw him a couple weeks ago kind of like threaten with a punch a referee and get caught in a scuffle, red card in a Super Cup. The vibes around Ronaldo, for as much as a legend that he is, Right now, I would rather take Messi and his playmaking abilities on my team.
I am shocked, Nico. You were so docile. Why wouldn't you say?
It's Ronaldo.
Hell no. Maybe Cristiano Ronaldo's team is better. You could give him that. Maybe his team is better. They surrounded Cristiano Ronaldo with more depth and bigger pieces. But Lionel Messi is clearly the better player. Look at the age he won the World Cup, and then look at what he's done when he's been healthy. It's not even a debate.
I know. Is it decaf mate? What's going on over there?
I feel like so. No, you know what the problem is about this
Where's
whole
the passion?
Debate?
I'm worried
no,
about
No, because
you.
Because ever since Cristiano, like his outfall, his him leaving Manchester United, his arrival at Saudi has prompted so much of this disrespect towards his legacy that I don't think he deserves, because he's a freaking legend of the game. And
how many trophies has Al Nassr win?
Man, I don't care
now, how many.
I don't care
right
how
here,
many.
Right here, right here.
He hasn't won leagues
because
Cup
you know
once.
What? Because you know what? Messi has a leagues. Who the hell cares?
Wow.
About leagues Cup, man.
Where's my bling button?
If we're equating Ronaldo and Messi because of the titles that they won,
yeah.
Like I couldn't care about Leagues Cup. It's awesome that Messi and Inter Miami won it, and that's to give validation.
He just sounded like you weren't excited when that was happening.
But, and was it exciting? Of course it was exciting.
So then
exciting.
You do care.
But
admit you care.
Man, look at how MLS did in CONCACAF Champions Cup. Look how Inter Miami did in CONCACAF Champions Cup. They got embarrassed. Do I care about Messi and his legacy and all this stuff in MLS?
Are you arguing for Ronaldo?
I'm not arguing for Ronaldo. What I'm saying is that there's this massive disrespect prompted ever since Ronaldo has made the Saudi move that he doesn't deserve, because he's, in my eyes, the second best player of all time. He's a freaking boss. And just this whole Messi-Ronaldo debate, we're on this side of the ocean, so we see it all through these Messi goggles.
Who's
and
better?
Of course Messi's better. Right now I would take Messi on my team. But the reason why I was docile is because we go into this whole internet debate that is super freaking shallow. Ronaldo, Messi, who cares about that? I'm so well past that. It created this whole discrepancy between Real Madrid fans and Barcelona fans when they were going toe-to-toe.
Yeah, because they have nothing to argue about otherwise.
They get along all the time. I don't care for the shallow comments on social media debate. Oh, Ronaldo like button, Messi like button, screw that.
Yeah, more.
He's a freaking legend. And is Messi better at the moment? Who would I take on my team? I would take Messi.
All day?
But no. Of course he is. I don't care for that.
Who's got a better beach body?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Wow.
I didn't want to fall. The reason why I was docile, I didn't want to fall into the shallowness of the Ronaldo-Messi debate.
We got you.
We got you.
Because
it doesn't matter.
So you mean the last 4 minutes?
For as much as he's not surrounding himself with the best energy, Ronaldo deserves the world's respect because he's a freaking boss.
I love to get the energy out of him.
If you were directing the next Star Wars movie, what character would you make? Messi? What character would you make Ronaldo?
Oh, God. No.
Messi's Luke.
He's doing it. That's a whole other
segment. Who's Ronaldo?
We ain't got time for that.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.